Okay, Shireen, did you have a point of information?
I had a point of order that you had given the member
point
of the floor
order.
And were, excuse me?
I said, go ahead.
My point of order was
I said,
that
go ahead.
Okay, you tell me when go ahead means go ahead, because I'm trying to talk and I keep hearing you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when I actually have the floor.
I said, mm-hmm. I'm trying to acknowledge you so you know you can speak.
Well, I began speaking twice, and I kept on hearing your voice. My point of order was that you had given the member the floor, and then, without her having finished her statement, you apparently took it back and began to overtalk her. So I would like to have her finish her statement, and then I would like to join the stack.
Okay. Adriana, did you want to finish a statement?
Yes. My statement was that I do not understand, or I'm trying to understand what is the concept that you are applying here. If we have two openings according to the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, that everybody, including the Pacifica, the affiliates and all the units need to abide with, means that if you have two openings and you have more than two candidates, obviously, you need to run an election. Then I don't understand how could it be that one position is filled and then three candidates need to fight or have an election for the second position? I don't understand where you have that in the bylaws. Because the only thing that is common to all of us are the Pacifica Foundation bylaws. And there is stated how elections need
you know
to be
what?
Done.
You know what? In a way, you're probably right, Adriana. That's probably why. That's probably why Janice Lane Ewart is not on the call tonight, because it's such a painful, excruciating, unpleasant experience trying to conduct business in Pacifica at this point.
This is your answer.
I'm sorry. I believe I was on the staff.
I'm trying to respond to your comment.
No, I tried before, and you didn't listen. You are trying to scold me. You are trying to obviously lecture me. You are trying to lecture me because you now know that Janice Lenuer is not in the call because of this. Maybe it's not in the call because she's tired of hearing somebody like you that believes that is the queen instead of the chair. I don't know.
I personally had the majority of this committee wanted to have elections, and you
again,
have personally brought up
order.
So many disruptive
Pass
points
of
order, we have
order.
Not been able to conduct the election.
Point of order. Teresa, you're out of order.
Go
you
ahead, Serene
continue
Roberts.
You to do that.
Go ahead,
well,
Serene
what,
Roberts.
Your sense of privilege, apparently, is such that you don't think there are any rules.
It's only equal to yours, Serene Roberts. My sense of privilege is only equal to yours.
I ask for the floor. I wait for the floor.
Go for it. You've got the floor again for probably the 15th time tonight.
There we go. There we go. You know, you should not run for office.
It's a fact. It's a fact, Serene.
You should not run for office. Because,
you never did want me to run for office, Serene.
Excuse me.
I don't think you did.
I don't care what you run for. I care the fact that
so what is your point of order,
it?
Serene? What
Why
is your
don't
point
you
of
hush
order?
And let me make it. Hush and let me
okay.
make it.
Hey,
go
guys,
for it.
This is Ursula. I need to check out. And, you know, unless there's anything you need before, I need to leave.
Everybody's going to check out if this doesn't stop.
I mean, it's been 2.5 hours. I really have things to do.
If what doesn't stop? She's been ascribing motive to everybody who disagrees with her for the entire meeting. That's improper.
I am not ascribing any intent.
Why
to
are you speaking now?
Order.
You don't have the floor.
Okay,
you just said. You just went on.
You
want to probably isn't here. And Janice, I don't know why Janice is where Janice is. You know she works.
If you want the floor, state your point of order.
Excuse me. It's not
if
I
you want
the
floor.
It is not if
you want
I
the floor,
want the floor. I have
you ask
the floor.
For the floor.
Guys, state your point of order. My point of order is that you are out of order. That this continuous snappy little comments that you make every time someone has the floor and is speaking, if you disagree with them, that is improper.
That would be improper if you were an ordinary member of the body.
That you're trying to do this as chair is crazy. So there's the word crazy. Do you have anything you need from me or not?
Do you need anything or not?
Ursula, would you like to make a report at this point?
No, I'm telling you, I have to leave. If there's anything you need from me at this moment, let me know. But seriously, my time is up.
I do have a question of Ursula.
Okay, please ask me quickly, and I'll do my best to answer.
Well, we have to suspend the rules. Or whatever. Is it fine with everyone if I ask my question now?
Yes.
Okay. So I saw you sent an article. I assume you sent it to the task force too about the affiliate stations. By Marty Berling.
I don't know. I don't remember if I did or not. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, if you could send it to the task force, and I wanted to know whether you have had time to revisit the questions that the PNB asked the last time the underwriting proposal came up, and where we were on that.
Okay. Well, we never got any questions from the PNB. There never were any questions in written form. So I did my best to remember a final, you know, I tried to reconstruct in my brain what I think the questions were that I heard. And I sent John, you know, John asked me to write to try. I mean, neither John or I got any questions from the PNB. So we don't really know exactly what questions you want answered, but we did our best to reconstruct what we remember you asking. And John asked me to send the responses. I'd send it to him, but he's on vacation right now, and so I imagine he's not going to be able to do anything until he gets back. But I have to say, it wasn't easy because you guys never really gave us any questions.
Can I respond just briefly?
Yeah.
I don't remember there being an agreement to send it in writing. I thought you guys were just going to listen to the tape to listen to the recording. Yeah, because I don't remember us saying, okay, and so we'll send you our questions.
Okay. Any other questions?
So, no, I just wanted to know where that stood. Thanks.
Yes, you're talking about underwriting now?
Yeah.
Okay, I had a very direct conversation with regard to underwriting with Tony Norman, and I'm very familiar with the prior actions and lack of actions that were taken by the PNB pertaining to underwriting. And insofar as underwriting is concerned, as it was presented by whoever was advocating on behalf of the affiliates task force, it was to get underwriting that would come directly to the affiliates task force and would not there would not be any determination made by the Pacifica National Board pertaining to where this underwriting would go. And that would be illegal because the Affiliates Task Force does not have a 501c3, and any underwriting that would be, would be under the guise of being a contribution, a tax-deductible contribution, could not go directly to the Affiliates Task Force, period. That's the law, okay?
I'm not sure what you're referring to, Campbell. There was no decision that the task force, that the money go to the task force.
I know that, but that was what was proposed.
By whom?
By whoever had proposed it. About 2 months ago to the PNB.
No, that's not accurate. That's just not accurate. That's not what was proposed at all.
Well, I had a direct conversation. I believe Tony Norman is an officer there.
Well, then I think he misunderstood it.
I don't think so.
I can express myself rather clearly.
Okay.
No, Campbell. The proposal is in writing. He has a copy of the writing.
nowhere in the proposal.
Why don't you send? Why don't you send the affiliates task force a copy of the proposal as it was presented to the Pacifica National Board and
okay.
any revisions thereafter? Okay.
There are no revisions. I'll send you exactly what I gave to the board. There is no there. This is a very straightforward proposal. Has nothing to do with the task force really per se. It has to do with the. I'm not sure what you mean.
Coming
about
directly
the money going
to the affiliates.
Right?
It's a joint.
Okay, there's a difference between affiliates and the task force. There is
I
a
understand
joint under,
that.
It's a joint underwriting program where the money would be divided between Pacifica and the participating stations. That's what the proposal is.
Okay, but that is something that could not take place in a formulary fashion and still have the benefit of the charitable tax deduction. You can't do it by formula. We
yeah,
had
you can.
A
you
situation
can. I mean,
at WPFW where some of our programmers decided that some funds that they had raised for the station, they would take deductions out for a variety of things, including T-shirts and what they wanted to pay themselves for one thing or another, and that was just totally not acceptable, and because it was patently illegal.
I'm sorry.
Ampers is the organization up in Minnesota, and they're a nonprofit organization, and they do the exact same thing. And I'm not sure exactly why that would be illegal. But maybe you know something I don't know. I've never heard of that.
I've been dealing in the nonprofit arena for many years, and particular things like this are things that come up from time to time, and that's an issue that I think that's of major significance, and it's also something that when the PNB was looking at it several years ago as it related to Goldman Sachs and New York became a something of a concern, and somehow the PNB couldn't work its way around to a solution for that.
I have a point of order, please.
I beg pardon?
I'm trying to find the chair. I have a point of order.
Oh,
Serene. Okay, Serene has a point of order.
I would caution folks against using the terms blatantly illegal when discussing things that happen or their view of things that happen, and I say this respectfully. My understanding of... Okay, I'll stop there, and then I'd like to join the staff.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that... Yeah.
All right. Well,
someone asked
me
something?
Ursula.
Or was someone going to ask
you
something?
Sorry?
I thought I heard my name.
Go ahead, Campbell. Did you have any further part of your question?
Well, it was a comment. And,
okay, Campbell, I'll look into what you're saying.
I mean,
if you feel that it's really a problem, I take it seriously. I'll look into it.
Ursula,
it's
I have
to me. Yeah. I'm listening.
I have another question for Ursula before she leaves, please.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So, Ursula, I don't remember the date of that meeting, but I'm sure you do. When you listened to the recording, I had hoped, I didn't get a chance to speak to you about this, but I had thought that bringing the questions raised on the PNB to the affiliates task force might be a good way to sort of tease them out and come up with some responses. This is not because the affiliate task force is responsible to the PNB for coming up with the answers, but simply that you would get a few different views and maybe different approaches that might be useful to you in your response. I don't know if time-wise that is going to work at this point, because we won't be meeting again until probably the end of next month, and the PNB will be meeting before that. I don't know that they'll be ready to take this up, but it's just something you might want to consider.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Ursula, thank you so much for
Okay, I apologize
for
cutting out. But, yeah.
But
no, that's okay. I have lots of questions about it. I was very disappointed at the PNB's response because I know that you had discussed it with Margie Wilkinson when she was IED, and that she had specifically asked that you approach the finance committee about it. Can somebody mute their phone?
I think somebody's hanging their phone out a window somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing a lot of static.
I'm hoping that the finance committee members that had a problem with it could have been more specific, because I know that Margie and Brian Edwards Teekert voted for it, and I'm eager to hear what specifics people have against it. The only argument that I understood specifically was, it's a slippery slope for us to get into it, which I thought had been addressed. So hopefully you can respond to Campbell's concern.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to head out. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Well, I don't know who else we have.
10:30 on the East Coast. Are we adjourning this week, or shall I pull up?
I don't have the agenda, but what else is on it?
The next item was elect officer, review/brainstorm potential services to affiliate stations. The next one was action item. The next one was review the date of the next meeting, because I believe we scheduled affiliates and then the national board scheduled a meeting on that same day.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead, Campbell.
I had inquired previously as to whether the documentation that I had sent around, which included newsletter, included several other things in terms of strategies for fundraising and whatnot, whether that had gotten to the membership of this committee as it's now structured. Do we have any feedback on that as yet?
Well, Ursula said she had seen it. I'm in my car, so I haven't seen it. But I would imagine that since Ursula said she had seen it, that I will also see it.
Okay, well, several other people I expect are not, do not have Internet access right where they are. So I think this is something that would appropriately come up for discussion perhaps at the next meeting. And I would propose that we, postpone further discussion on those kinds of things until we can have some rather specific, things to discuss without objection.
Okay, I cannot tell how many others. I will say I can appreciate where you're coming from, Campbell, that you would like to put this idea of the brainstorming on the agenda, and I had really truly hoped to get to that tonight. And as chair pro tem, I must say the actions of certain members of this body this evening.
Again, there you go again.
Out of order again, Teresa.
There you go again.
You interrupted my statement.
There you go again.
The only kind of statement that is appropriate if you want to talk about behavior would be a statement beginning with the word I. So if you want to speak about yourself, that's fine.
Yeah, Teresa, that was out of order. Don't go there. Please.
Yeah.
You don't, but nobody knows where I was going.
I think I know
where you've been all night.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Comments about anybody. Please,
I think that we've lost the...
What is your point? What is your point of information,
I think that
Campbell
we've
Johnson?
Lost a large number of the people who were participating, and that those of us who are remaining, I don't think would count for more than four or five people, and I would trust that
I'll
we would
what.
Let this go until next time when we have a stronger group of people.
A stronger group of people.
A larger number of people is what I'm saying.
A larger
more
number.
More representative number.
More representative.
I have an agenda proposal, please, because I don't understand what this sarcastic repetition thing is about.
Who's saying I'm sarcastic?
I'm not being
Campbell, were you being sarcastic?
No, not at all.
Okay, he was not.
Unless somebody
I was speaking about the person who kept on repeating the last two words of every phrase.
Okay.
So I have an agenda proposal. I'd like the floor when it's appropriate.
Well, agenda proposal is not on the agenda, actually.
You just said, I asked what was on the agenda. Since then, I've not been given an opportunity to speak.
The item on the agenda is elect officers. The next item is brainstorm potential services to affiliate stations. The next one is action item. Then review dates for the next meeting, and then adjourn. And we did not assign time. For what? For what purposes? On the item of elect officers, or the which item are you speaking to?
I'd like to be recognized.
Are you requesting to adjourn the meeting?
You know, I don't need you to try to read my mind. I asked for the floor to address the agenda. That's why I asked the agenda be
the
read.
I read the agenda.
But you can't tell me what you think I'm thinking. What is wrong with you?
Chandra, did you have a point? Were you next on the stack?
No, I don't have a point. I just want everybody to be respectful of everybody else. And I'm tired of any sarcasm on anybody's part, and I wish it would cease.
Okay. Well, perhaps someone will move that we adjourn, because I've run out of power, and I need to find somebody to give me a jump.
Excuse me. I asked for the floor to discuss the agenda.
Campbell Johnson has asked for the floor.
You were out of order to ask, and therefore his response is void. I asked for the floor.
Is there any way you can give me a jump?
Oh,
what's wrong with you?
Thank you. Okay. It's been moved that we adjourn.
Second.
I object.
Okay. Okay, so let's vote. We're going to vote on whether we adjourn.
How can adjournment even properly be on the floor when I asked for the floor before adjournment and you asked for a motion?
You asked for the floor and you made your point. You asked me to read the agenda, which I did.
Excuse me.
Okay.
I asked for a point of information.
The meeting is adjourned. The meeting is adjourned.
You can't do that.
I ask for indulgence
to
the chair.
Pardon me?
The queen
is
spoke.
If you need to hang up, then you need to hang up. But the rest of us can continue. We need to set another meeting. You know, the madness of doing it by email, there are people on the phone. What is the problem?
You want to set another meeting. Okay.
I want the floor to speak to the agenda. You don't get to decide that when I ask for the floor to speak to the agenda that you're going to call for a motion to adjourn.
Okay. You want to speak to the agenda, but that's not on the agenda. We've already discussed the agenda.
What is not on the agenda, Teresa? You can always speak to the agenda for as long as there's what are you talking about?
You don't have a point of order. You don't have a point of information. And Campbell was recognized, and he asked to adjourn.
No, you asked for someone to make a motion to adjourn. I specifically had asked for a point of information about the items on the agenda.
I'm sorry.
I asked for the floor.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you should be.
I did not understand what you wanted. I thought you wanted me to repeat the agenda. And I repeated it, and then I asked Campbell if he wanted. I can't get this open. I asked if anyone wanted to move to adjourn, and Campbell did. So,
yeah.
But I
withdraw my motion.
You're going to withdraw your motion? Withdrawing your motion?
Yes, ma'am.
He withdraws it. Okay.
He withdraws the motion that you solicited when I asked for the floor.
Okay.
So that the lady may have the floor.
Okay, so the lady, Serene Roberts, has the floor. Go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, don't call me a lady. We have, ask Stella about that. Anyway, obviously the issue of elections is problematic. It is problematic because of the approach to it, and the fact that our bylaws, which every task force and committee is bound to use, which is STV, that's in the bylaws. That's how elections happen. If there's one seat, it's IRV. If there's more than one seat, it's STV. That was not what was done here this evening. And, you know, regardless, I've already given notice that I intend to have this address because I think it's, like, just wrong. But the remaining items on the agenda, so there's no point in reading elections. That's happening. The issue about the services that affiliates need, I would really like to have Ursula on for that part. It doesn't seem to, you know, with due respect to whatever Campbell sent that a number of us have not seen yet, so it doesn't make sense to pursue that discussion in Ursula's absence, because she actually works with them and might have something to share. The item, I don't know that there are any action items, but, you know, I leave that for others to decide. And the setting up the next meeting is something that I think we should certainly do before we leave the call.
Well, I don't know what to say. You don't want the elections tonight, and what we have to go by are, and what we
that's
have going
in
the past,
Teresa, that's not what I said. So just don't try to characterize other people's stuff, then you won't get it wrong. Is that so difficult for you?
I'm sorry, Serene, but you are the master at mischaracterizing people of what they're trying to say.
Again.
You know,
again.
That's like calling the kettle black.
Again.
What else would you like to call it tonight?
I don't know. I don't know what you want, Serene, other than to, I mean, you did not want to have the elections, and you called so many objections that people got off the phone, and now we're not having elections.
Oh, now
so
I'm
if you
the
think
problem.
That, if you
You're
think that,
interrupting that, every single person, personalizing everything, insulting people, being very condescending. None of that was the problem tonight. It was simply that I said, why are we going to have elections that exclude people from running for office when the bylaws don't ask for us to do any such thing? That becomes the problem of the night.
The means of conducting business with task forces is not in the bylaws. Therefore, we created rules, and they are on
the network.
It's not discriminating. It's not in the bylaws.
Why are we revisiting this? I made a proposal to discuss the next meeting date and get off the phone.
Okay,
why are you rehashing and throwing dirt at other people?
Go ahead, then. If you want to discuss the next meeting date, go ahead.
But that's what I said.
Go ahead.
Instead of responding to that, you went, well, I don't know, but you know, no.
No, you were discussing.
What is that about?
You were not. Go ahead. I'm asking you to do that.
Someone should propose a date. You said that we had a date and the PNB took it. So what date are you talking about? Move the meeting along. You're chairing.
Does anyone have access to kpftx.org?
Okay.
Yes, I will go and look up and see what's available.
Well, tell us the date that we had. That seems to be fine.
There was one Thursday where it was canceled. All right. I think you can take it off now. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. We're looking for September, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are we looking for Thursday?
What is the date that we had in September, please? That's my question.
Okay. September, we have PMB on the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th.
Isn't the 17th canceled?
Not according to the calendar.
Isn't it yellow?
It's in yellow.
Okay, it's canceled.
It's canceled. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But I have a question. What was the date that we had agreed on for this? Had we even gotten to a point of choosing a regular date? Because I thought it was Tuesday or something.
No. I don't remember us agreeing on Tuesdays. I do not remember Tuesdays. Maybe we discussed a Tuesday, and then for some reason something else was scheduled on a Tuesday.
But that's a PNB meeting, they said. But the 17th was a canceled PNB meeting.
So, and then they scheduled it for the 10th and the 20-something. So can we go with the 17th?
Is this enough quorum if it works for Ursula?
I'm sorry?
If it works for Ursula, I mean, we expect her to be on to have that discussion, right?
17th sounds
right.
Good to me.
Let's go with the 17th. I will contact Ursula and find out.
Do we want to choose a second date as a backup so we don't have to do the whole polling thing?
I do not foresee that this would be a problem with Ursula.
She's a station GM. How do you know her count? Okay, whatever.
Well, because she does the best she can. And shall we try for the 17th? If not, well, do you have a suggestion, Serene?
Let's look for an open Tuesday. I'm not in front of a calendar. I don't know what date that is, but let's choose another day.
What about the last Thursday of the month if the 17th doesn't work?
Thursday in has a PNB meeting. We're listed there, but there's a PNB national board meeting that night.
Then let's pass
okay.
on that one.
Okay, so what about the first Thursday in...
There are committee meetings at KPFT, WBAI, and WPFW that night.
And that's Labor Day weekend, isn't it?
No.
First
the weekend, I think. Isn't it Labor Day this coming weekend?
I have no idea.
No, the next weekend, but this coming weekend is the 29th, and there are a lot of things in terms of March on Washington recognitions that are taking place around that.
What about Monday the 14th, the same week as the 17th?
Okay, what you have then is just KPFK governance at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time and audit committee at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Oh, no, we don't want to clash with audit.
Yeah, you don't want to do audit. Challenge audit.
What about the Wednesday?
Finance committee, isn't it?
No, finance is usually Tuesday. Actually, every other Tuesday.
Oh, it's.
And I think we're meeting more frequently in September.
Oh, okay.
So what about the Wednesday? Wednesday the 16th.
Is KPFK finance? That's all. Was listed there.
At 10:30.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would put a strain on Michael, but otherwise. Ankina is still on the phone?
Ankina? I think she left the phone a long time ago.
Okay. All right, so I think that might be a problem it'll mean that Michael has two meetings that night, us and then their local finance. But we should at least put it down, give Ursula the option. Just in case she has.
All right, so the first choice is the 17th. The second choice is what?
No, it's the 16th or the 17th, whichever works better for her.
Okay, which is a Thursday or a Wednesday, right? Okay, so...
Wednesday the 30th, there's nothing scheduled. Wednesday the 30th, there's nothing scheduled.
Well, let's try the 17th, then the 16th, and if not, then the 30th. Would you send those dates to me, and I will talk to Ursula, and then I will
second Wednesday?
Go from there.
Third?
Okay. Oh. Chandra?
Yes.
I think third all right. Do we have, all right. Is it bad? No.
Hello? Can we move to adjourn now?
So move.
Okay. All right. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.